Don Roberts, the long-standing elected chief counselor of the Kitsum Kalum First Nation, passed away September 15 after a lengthy illness. Roberts, whose hereditary title is Samugit Widildal, Wap Lagox Gisbutwada, died with his wife Arlene at his side. Re-elected just last year to his ninth two-year term as chief counselor, Roberts is credited with being the driving force behind treaty negotiators with the provincial and federal governments, which, this June, resulted in an initialing of a final agreement. Too ill to attend an initialing ceremony at the Kitsum Kalum Community Hall June 25, federal and provincial officials and others drove to Roberts' home to obtain his signature. His leadership, rooted in traditional knowledge and a deep connection to his Tsimshian culture, commanded respect at negotiation tables and in every initiative he undertook, a release from Kitsum Kalum stated. He was a vital figure in the recent initialing of the Kitsum Kalum Treaty, a living agreement, a milestone that reflected his lifelong dedication to securing a brighter future for his people. We take comfort in knowing he was able to see this achievement realized before his passing. Chief Don Roberts was a distinguished and steadfast leader whose contributions extended far beyond Kitsum Kalum. He was deeply committed to the protection of Aboriginal rights and title, as well as the recognition of Kitsum Kalum's ancestral rights, spanning from the coastal waters of Prince Rupert, along the Skeena River, to the mountain ranges inland, the statement continued. The Wap Lagox Gisbutwada issued a concurrent statement, saying, "The House would like to extend our deepest condolences to his wife, Arlene, daughter Tammy, Claudine, son Mike and wife Dr. Mikel D'Angeli, his grandchildren. Wap Lagox Gisbutwada would also like to extend its deepest gratitude to Arlene for taking such great care of Don and sharing him with us throughout his many years of service to his people and community." Kitsilis First Nation Chief Counselor Glenn Bennett remembered Roberts as a strong advocate for Kitsum Kalum, recalling that he had the same commitment as did his father, who also served as a Chief Counselor for the First Nation. "He was a fierce representative of his community. He worked very tirelessly at the treaty table to ensure that his people's interests were at the forefront of the negotiations between Canada and BC," he said. "His heart was tied to the coast. He was a commercial fisherman. He had a passion about the North Coast and the commercial fishing industry."